Howdy do, buckaroos. Welcome to the Mac Observer Daily Observations Podcast for Wednesday, November 7th, 2018. I'm your host, Kelly Gamont. With me today, I have Andrew Orr. Hi, Andrew.
Hey, how's it going, Queen Buckaroo?
Queen Buckaroo, now, of all the things I've been called in my life, Queen Buckaroo, that's a first. I like it, though. So today, one of the things I want to talk about is headphones a little bit, partly because we've had some news on that front.
Yes.
We have some rumblings, I guess would be the right way to say that, about a new iteration of AirPods, the beloved wireless headphone setup from Apple. I guess they call it true wireless because there's not the cord between them, which is what a lot of air quote wireless headphones apparently have. I have a set that's from JLab, and it's like their athletic one. So they're sweatproof and waterproof and super durable.
Nice.
I like them a lot. And full disclosure, I won them in a contest. And so I love them very much. And I use them regularly, like for yard work and stuff. They're really nice to also sort of, you know, keep the noise down if I'm mowing the yard or whatever. So I really like them. They're comfortable. They do have the wire across the back, you know, that connects them, sort of like the Beats wireless, you know, they have the wire between them. And so, like, as far as my go-to headphones, it tends to be probably those or my Apple wired headphones, whatever, you know, in whatever shape those take. Depending what I'm plugging them into, it'll be, you know, with the Lightning adapter or not. So that's my current headphone situation, basically because I'm holding out for a new pair of AirPods, and I was really hopeful we would see them at the iPad event because I really want a new pair on my birthday, which is next Friday. For anybody who has a deep inner need to send me a gift, yes, my birthday is next Friday, or as I call it, Christmas in November. And so I've been waiting for these for a long time because I sort of got to the point where 1.0 has been around long enough. It doesn't seem like it should be long before 2.0 is here. And I've been in that state for a long time. So tell us about these rumblings of the new version.
Yeah, so Forbes put out an article, and there was this, they linked to this other tech blog that was the original. It's called My Smart Price, and they found some listings. I'm assuming they're certification or something like that, listings through this Bluetooth group, and there are AirPods listed with two new model numbers. So the rumor is that maybe these are the AirPods 2.0 that might have wireless charging.
That would be great, because with wireless charging, hopefully that means Apple would also have the capacity to sell you a thing to wirelessly charge them.
Yeah, hopefully maybe this means AirPower is also coming.
I keep calling it PowerMat for some reason in my brain because it's been a year and my memory is very hazy about the Apple event we had last year where they announced these, because it's been more than a year since they announced them. You know, and I was even more excited about the charging mat when we knew we were getting the new Apple Watch event, because I thought, oh, and by the way, this new watch has a new way to charge. Ba-bam, you know, we're going to give you the charging mat now. But no. So I'm hopeful, because at the time they said Series 3 would work with it, but nothing older. And at that point, I had an OG Apple Watch. So I was sad that my watch wouldn't work with the new thing. And then I was like, but I don't have AirPods either, so it's not like I'm missing out. And now, if these new AirPods come out and my Series, you know, I did get a Series 4 Apple Watch, and my phone does, I have an iPhone 8, it does Qi charging. So I'm actually excited about the mat now, because at the moment I have at least two things, and hopefully three as of the 16th, that will charge on this mat. So I'm excited to hear about the new AirPods, and I'm hopeful. So
well, it can also charge the iPhones too.
Okay.
like starting with the iPhone 8 and later.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so 8 and 10, and then the rest of the 10s. Mm-hmm. So I'm hopeful that it was because of something like that that there was a delay. And of course, we'll never know. Nobody's ever going to tell us, you know. Mm-hmm. So
yeah, one thing I had heard about the AirPower Mat is that there was engineering problems that heated up too quickly. And so I'm thinking, well, if these next AirPods will be wireless, mm-hmm. if they can, you know, get the technology right with that, then I'm assuming it's also ready for the AirPower Mat.
Yeah, that would be my hope. Mostly because here's what happened. I got an iPhone 8. And not too long after I got it, I got a Qi charger for it. And for people who care, I went and specifically bought an Anker Qi charging stand. It's the stand, so it's like it sort of holds it upright, you know, at a little bit of an angle. It's not just mat that you lay it flat on. Because what I do is I put it next to my it's on my nightstand. So I drop my phone on the base, you know, and then in the morning when the alarm goes off, I'm able to operate the alarm effectively because I can see everything, you know, because it's up at the angle. And I love that stand so much because I just drop it there. Even with a case on my phone, I just drop it there and it goes bing. And then it actually, you know, everything's just working and my phone is charging and everything's great. You don't have to do anything. I have tried a couple of other wireless charging things and they do get a little warm. A couple of other Qi charging accessories I've tried do get a little warmer than you'd think, or at least than a little warmer than I'd think. So that was part of why I was excited. Keep waiting less and less patiently for AirPower is because I assume Apple's not going to let it be something where it gets uncomfortably warm, you know, over time. And of course, that's bad if you've got it on a plastic surface or wood surface or something where the heat would be damaging that. So.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to it.
So do you think you would get it? Because if the AirPower thing is flat and you said you like to stand better.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I do like the stand better. Honestly, it would depend. Partly it depends on how much it's going to cost. Because a decent wireless charging solution right now is not cheap. Yes, you can get one for a single digit dollar price, but I don't. But you know, the people I know who have done that have regretted it. So OpsGenie is a service from Atlassian. Incidents are inevitable. And what it comes down to is how your company responds to them. They require complex coordination between teams and timely alerts, because timely alerts are critical when something goes wrong. So that's why there's OpsGenie by Atlassian. It empowers dev and ops teams to plan for disruptions and stay in control during unplanned ones. They can respond quickly and efficiently, and the right people get notified because those alerts come from integrations with tools like New Relic and Jira and loads more. You can visit OpsGenie.com, OpsGenie, to sign up to get a free company account and add up to 5 team members. Then we have Jamf Now as our other sponsor today. And Jamf Now helps you set up, manage, and protect your Apple devices on demand. They support macOS and iOS devices like the iMac, the iPhone, the new iPad Mini, or the new iPad Pro, and the new Mac Mini. They let you keep track of the operating system version and the serial number. You can manage email settings and Wi-Fi settings and lots more. 3 devices for free for life. And if you want to add any more than that, it just costs $2 a month. Head over to the Jamf website. That's jamf.com/TDO and sign up for your free account today. Now, one of the other things I want to talk about, Andrew, besides the fact that hopefully these new AirPods are coming, is that if you can't wait for new AirPods, you can get something from China called Air Dots.
Yes. Which, of course, this is from Xiaomi, and they cost $30. And it looks like right now they're available for pre-order.
Okay. And they're, again, this true wireless sort of thing where there's no cord whatsoever. There's just a little thing you stick in each ear. They are not AirPod shaped, which makes me curious about how well they'll actually stay in your ears. I don't know.
Yeah. These look like they're shaped more like something like those Braggy Dash earphones. They're like earbuds, basically. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And they're and they're white. So, yeah, they're supposed to totally look like something you got from Apple, I think. Although I think people would be a lot less upset at losing one of these if you only paid $29 for the set in the first place. I've seen something that looks an awful lot like an AirPod. Like, there's two of them, and they're pretty AirPod-shaped, and they come in a little case in a variety of colors. Like, I've seen that. They're, like, you know, red and, like, a shiny sort of red and blue and gold, kind of a metallic color. Mm-hmm. I've seen a few of those, and those are also, I don't know, $20, $25, something like that. And there are lots of other true wireless solutions, which is, you know, like the ones that, again, like AirPods, where there's not even a cable between them. Because I haven't spent a bunch of time with them, I actually, for me, I prefer the ones with the wire, because if one of them falls out, particularly, like I said, I'd use them in the yard. If one of them falls out in the yard, I know I'm not going to run over it with the lawnmower because it's attached to the other one and I can tell it came out.
Yeah.
So that's one thing that worries me about getting a pair of AirPods is one of them's going to fall out and it's going to be like while I'm doing other stuff and I won't notice it at first and then it will be gone forever and they're $159.
And I do have AirPods and they've actually only fallen out maybe two times.
Oh.
But the first time one of them fell out was, unlucky me, they fell in the toilet.
Oh, no!
Luckily, you know, there was nothing in there, so I carefully cleaned that, and I mean, it still works just fine.
Hey! All right. Thanks, bag of rice. So, one other thing I wanted to talk about a little bit today, And partly this came about because we've seen a couple of places that are possibly offering some deals on things like AirPods, is some of the Black Friday stuff. Because particularly today, if you know an Apple nerd who is in need of a new computer, is it Amazon that has the deals today that you wrote about?
Yes. So this is Woot.com partnering with Amazon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, like, how that partnership goes. Like,
who? Well, Amazon owns Woot, so that's how.
Oh, actually, I didn't know that.
Yeah, well, they usually keep it pretty quiet, and then they started doing stuff like, if you're a Prime member, the shipping from Woot is free, as opposed to the $5 shipping that they used to have. So it's still $5 to ship if you're not a Prime member. But
okay. Yeah, so the one that stuck out to me as an early Black Friday deal is the 12-inch Mac that may or may not be discontinued. So they're selling some refurbished models. This is the mid-2017 model. Mm-hmm. And it's specifically the one with the big 512-gigabyte SSD.
Nice.
For $1,000.
Wow. Yeah. And, you know, the 2017 12-inch is no slouch. Like, when it comes to just specs on paper, that's a solid machine.
Yeah, so I don't know if this is model-specific, but the specs that I found were 1.3 gigahertz for the CPU, and it's got 8 gigabytes of memory, so that sounds pretty decent.
Yeah, definitely. Again, this goes back to what we talked about earlier this week with the iPad Pro and how it could replace your machine. If you sit down and you take a good hard look at what you're actually doing with your computer, this may be the way to go for you. Now, there are people who have a lot of angst about a 12-inch screen, so make sure you get a look at one in person somewhere before you pull the trigger on that. But if you are a person with a MacBook-sized budget for somebody, that does make a good gift. And I do want to point out that I know we're a ways out from Thanksgiving, but some people, some online places in particular, are already starting with the Black Friday deals, and there are a number of sites where you can go and get an advance look at what the Black Friday flyers are going to be or what the sales are going to be.
A lot of them, maybe I'm thinking of something else. But there's this thing where Amazon was doing like this one day sale. Mm-hmm. It's like Black Friday 2.0. But mm-hmm. it was like weird because they artificially changed the prices.
Yeah.
At least that's what I heard.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm thinking about Prime Day or something.
Yeah, there was a little bit of jiggery pokery on Prime Day with what the prices actually were. So that it looked like the deals were bigger. Like, you know, it never actually sold for the price that they said it was at, so that they could pretend like they were cutting a bunch of money off of it.
Okay.
So,
anyway, so speaking of these deals, mm-hmm. I, you know, just for a heads up for the listeners, I will be putting together a holiday gift guide in the next couple weeks. It won't necessarily be focused on Black Friday deals, but just some products that I've found that I think are really cool, and I'm thinking maybe our readers and listeners might like too. So,
yeah, and I'm gonna jump in with another good gift guide resource, and that's Mac Voices. Over at MacVoices.com, Chuck Joyner gets a few groups of people together, and every year, and this year I'm one of them, so this is also sort of an advertisement for that. He gets people together to put together holiday gift guides, and it's really interesting to see what people bring to the table, because you get everything from, you know, a really inexpensive, you know, here, you know, you can go buy one of these little things for $5 or $6 and it's the most unbelievably useful thing, up to, you know, I think one year when I was on, somebody put like the Big Nerd Ranch coding boot camp. Whoa. as one of the like gift guide things, like, you know, I did this and it was super fantastic and you should go, and you know, it's like $1,000 or whatever. So you get wide range of stuff, and what inevitably happens as we record the show, I've been on a number of years now, what inevitably happens is somebody will go, oh, I was gonna pick that, or, you know, I have something like that and it's this that I really love, or, you know, whatever it is. And so those are always really fun to listen to, and because not everything is tech, like that's the other thing about it, not all of it is necessarily something that you plug into your phone or something that you hook to your computer. Like sometimes there's other stuff too. So yeah, definitely check those out. And I think that's probably going to do it for us today. So, Andrew, I'd like to thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Of course. And with that, we will talk to everyone tomorrow. And until then, be excellent to each other.